depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praise and the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To all these preachers and deacons, and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, and to Reverend Studman, we're glad to have him always. This time of year, glad to have you again, Brother Preacher. May God bless you. May God keep you. That's Earlene Bryant's son. Stand up, let him see you again, brother. Let him see who you are. That fine looking young man, let me see. Thank God, he always be with us this time of year. It's good that you can get around, ain't that right? And so many children go off and leave mama and don't even come back to see her no more. But he doesn't do that. He come and see about his mud deal. See about his mud deal. I want to let you know she's still early. Still early. She was early when I got here, and now she lean again. Thank God. Thank God. May God, y'all had a Merry Christmas. Yeah, no. Yeah, have all these preachers, pastors be with us. And when I was a boy, I got a yo-yo. Sister Beverly, I'm glad to see that, you know. And when we got a wagon, boy, I thought we had something. The wagon went along in that little bit of a deal, you know. Just pulled a little wagon behind it. Ain't that something? But these children getting cars now, man. Get a yo-yo, you know, spinning top, you know. But these children getting little cars and motorcycles and things. But it's just good for your parents back then to know the law. They recognize Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They we can play with nothing until they prayed first. I don't know about other parents, but when we got it, we had nothing but a yo-yo spinning top, but we couldn't get that. There's some candy, an apple, and an orange. About five or six of us in the house there, you know, and children. And we couldn't touch that until Papa prayed.
Yeah.
I said, Papa.
All right.
Papa had to pray first before we touch anything. But now, it's not like that no more. Things done changed. We almost call Jesus buddy now. And not the Savior. But I hope you're having a Merry Christmas. Y'all know I don't preach long. I just preach till I get through. But I have a message that I think you need to know and hear. I got two more times to preach if it's God will. And day and Sunday. And I hope it helps somebody. Hope it helps somebody. Hallelujah. Anytime you're talking about Jesus, the devil get disturbed. Call everybody but Jesus, the devil sit right in the pulpit with you. But when you get to talking about Jesus, things change. Glad to have Pastor Hunter with us. That's a hard. Glad to have Pastor Hunter. And I'm old pastor, all the rest of them. That is study, huh? Luster, grab my hand. Glad to have Pastor. We was up there with him last Sunday. Bless his heart. They had a good time with him up there. They love that fella, too. I'm funeral. Okay, yeah. He preached that funeral. So may God bless you, boy. Doing a good job up there. Yes, Lord. Yes. All these my preachers but one. Studman, he was just about my preacher, but he come out here every weekend. But thank God. Yeah, if I be over 20 minutes, come pull my coat. if you will, we'll look at Isaiah 9 and 6. Isaiah 9 and 6. Just for a few moments. Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Just for a few moments, we're going to use for a thought the child with many names. The child with many names. Strange names. To name a child. Wonderful. Notice it's no S on name. But one person. No S, but one person. And my brothers and sisters, these are not just ordinary names that we would name our children. The child with many names. What we look like naming our children Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Folks will call us crazy if we name our children names like these. But my brother and sister, nobody can equal with him. He is matchless. And he is a matchless child. He God child. Child with many names. And when he came into the world, his father gave him another name. He called him Jesus. The Christ. The Son of the Living God. An earthly name. Everybody say earthly name. He got an earthly name. Can I say it like this? It's a country name. Ain't no problem pronouncing it. No problem to call it. A country name. It ain't so proper, just a country name. Because you're dealing with people. Not dealing with cats and dogs and horses and animals. He wants everybody to know this name. Everybody. The child with many names. And my brothers and sisters, because he humbled himself and God exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, the name Jesus, the child with many names. What a name. And I dare you to use it. Not to play along with it, but I dare you to use it and you mean business. It's many names that the devil don't pay no attention to. But I dare you, when you get in trouble, I dare you, when the devil have you hemmed up and you call his name, If you call Walker name, he'll put more demons on you.
Right.
But I dare you to call the name Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got to move.
Yeah.
This name would make him move.
Yeah.
Power is in the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why, Reverend Walker? Because God have exalted this name above every name.
Yes, sir.
And at this name, every knee got to bow.
Yes, sir.
Bow now or bow later, but you got to bow. Preachers preach hard, trying to get folks to bow. They preach hard. Sometimes you laugh at us, sometimes. Make fun at us sometimes. But one day, seems like you got some stiff knees, but
one day,
everybody, I don't care how big a shot you think you are, how much of money you think you have, and how humble you may be, but everybody, one day, got to walk bow. Got to bow. You got to bow at this name. The name Jesus. Because of Ben Eck. God, I get a happy thing about it. I don't care what your name is. King anybody. Queen anybody. She got to bow. The king got to bow. Everybody got to bow at the name Jesus. Child with many name. And my brothers and sisters, God got his other five names and put them into one name.
Work with.
And just made it one name.
Yeah.
He don't want to make his folks confused.
Yes, sir. Work with it.
So he got all the other names and put them in one name.
Because
everybody not small. But he got a country name where everybody can pronounce Jesus. Jesus is something. It's something strange about this name. It's strange. Go! If you go somewhere and run up on the devil and say, "Walker," the devil will eat you up.
All right.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Go anywhere and say, "Hunter," the devil will eat you up. But I dare you. I say, I double dog dare you. I dare you to look at the devil and say, "Jesus." When you said Jesus, he got the power.
Yeah.
He got the power.
Yeah.
Folks don't know the power of the name. A born dog can move. I mean it. You may laugh at him, but a dog got to recognize it. How you know, Reverend Walker? I done tried it.
Come on.
I'd be afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
Might as a boy and got grown, still afraid of
them.
I was holding some furniture one day and the dog came at me. I said, "Jesus." He backed up a little bit. He recognized it.
Yes,
if the dog recognized, you gotta recognize it. I don't care what name it is.
Yeah.
He got to recognize.
Yeah.
I know y'all may think that crazy, but I dare you to try.
Yeah.
I say I dare you.
Yeah.
I double dog at you. I dare you. When somebody come at you, if you got a knife, your husband come at you, holler Jesus.
Yeah.
I told my sister years ago, if your husband come at you, want to beat you, say Jesus. If he don't shut out, come and get me.
Yeah.
It's something about the name. When you mean business, he got to do something. I know it sounds funny, but I dare you to try.
Yes, sir.
Something about that name, brother. I get a happy just thinking about it. Every knee got to bow. the coffin being exalted above every name. And I like that other part. And every name.
Yes, sir. All right.
Everybody got to bow.
Yes, sir.
If you got some knees, you got to bow.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have it, you got to lay down. You got to do something.
Yes, sir.
Something about the name.
Yes, yes, yes.
The child with many names. And my brothers and sisters, everything we need is in this one name. I say everything. Jesus came here saying, I am the living word, the almighty God. I am the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. He got everything we need. Lord didn't make nothing in need that he doesn't have. That's to be a poor God. Put everything on earth and we need something, he don't have it. He got everything. Everything obey him but us. Man is the only hard-headed thing that God created. Wonder why? Wonder why? Wonder why? Let me tell y'all why. Because God put man over the devil. He put him over it, and the devil said, ain't no human going to tell me what to do, but not the human, but the name Jesus.
Take your time.
Come on. If a dog get to running at you, just holler Jesus.
Yes,
I know it sounds funny, but try.
Yes.
Get enough tight, and you have to try.
Good work.
He got this back up.
Yes, sir.
Because he recognized the name of God. His name is Jesus. Isaiah is the writer here. He thought he was spiritually all right until he ran upon God. And when he met God, he looked at himself and said, I'm undone. A lot of us haven't saw God yet. We still looking at ourselves and think we more than other folks. Think you the best in the world, but look at God. And you won't never bow. You don't tell me what to do, but you got to bow to him.
Yes, sir.
He may not look like you want to look, but what I love about the Lord, he can get in who he wants to get in.
Right.
But it's not so much of that how he looks, but the name.
You're right.
He didn't exalt look, but he exalt the name. God Almighty. And if animals recognize it, you better recognize it. Dog recognize it. I told y'all years ago that I had to holler that one time. I mean that. Holler's gonna punish you. Dog came at me. I hollered Jesus. That dog stopped. That got me more crazy then. A booging dog stopped.
Yes, sir.
You come at me with a knife, I'm going to holler, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, I'm going to holler so loud.
Yes, sir.
I read God's going to come off the stone. I'm going to holler so loud.
Yes,
it's something about the name.
Yes, sir.
Don't take me lightly. Get in trouble and find out it works. I think I told y'all years ago, I'm going to tell you again, when your husband come at you, holler Jesus.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got some bad wives. When they come at you, holler Jesus. These women tough now. Something about the name. This child had a strange name. Got some strange name. man will never fully understand all the ways of God. I said he'll never fully understand all the ways of God. Ways are different from our way. Our ways don't work all the time. But his ways work all the time. You can't do nothing with him. Look for him to come to the left, he'll come to the right. You can't never get out of his reach. He's reachable of everything. Strange name to name a child. You don't name your children things like this. Came here from a strange land, from a place called heaven. He is the same yesterday. Strange name to name a child. A child with strange characteristics. Yesterday God. Today God. Strange. And turn the world upside down. Strange God. Look for him come to the left. He'll come to the right. When the enemy asks you, get behind Jesus. And the devil can't touch you. Don't take this lightly. Sometimes folks call you crazy because you talk like this. God is able to take care of you. I don't care what situation you're in. What condition you may be in, God is able. He's got the whole world in his hand. God, nowhere trembling and shaking. He got the world in his hand. Everything obeyed in the world but man. That's how you see God. You see Jesus the same way because he's God. Watch this now. He got the whole world. Hang on, watch this. It's not part like this. See, God is not like this. He's got part of it in his hand. He's not, he don't have it like this. See,
yes,
you know, like all
yes,
he got every bit of it.
All right. All right.
Now, watch this now. If I got all this in my hand, I can do what I want with it.
Yes, sir.
You can't even see it.
No.
Who in there can't see out? I got what? All of it in my... Look at God like that. Well, how can you hide from him? Where are you going? I'm going in the den. He owns the den.
All right, preach, Pastor.
Yeah. I'm going to get me a submarine and go to the bottom of the ocean. He owns the bottom of the ocean. He got the water and everything in his hand. He got everything and everybody in his hand.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Amen.
And he God alone.
Yes,
he don't need nobody. If I die, things will go down. Die and see. I double dog that you to die. They ain't still gonna go right on. When you die, I got somebody gonna take your place. That's the kind of God we serve. God not depending on nobody. I said nobody. He God by himself. He can make things work. What God need with me? Nothing. What God need with you? Nothing. What you can do for God? What? Nothing. God didn't make us because he need us. He made us for his good pleasure. Tell that you plan a garden out there just for your what? Good pleasure.
All right.
Folks got some pretty flowers out there. They can't eat them flowers.
No.
Them roses, you don't eat them, you'll die.
All right.
Got them pretty roses, but they are good what?
Pleasure.
You don't need it.
Don't need it.
Look at this. You got the pretty garden. You know, roses look so pretty. The lilies look so pretty. You look at them sometimes. Just get joy looking at them. That's how God is about us.
All right.
No.
All right.
That's right. Roses can't feed you.
Oh, hallelujah.
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
No. That's how God see us.
That's right.
He made us for his what? Good
pleasure. Thank you, Jesus. My.
Can I say it like this, y'all? Don't hit me now. Let me say it like this. I'll be out and make me something I can play with.
Yeah.
I can do what I want to what I want to who I want. I got all power. trouble in my hand. That's how you see God. You don't see God in no trouble nowhere. How can God get in trouble? Trouble got to depend on God. Trouble can't do what he wants to do. Trouble has to depend on God. God can stop trouble. He can start it. He can stop it when he get ready. Can't nothing bother God. Can't nothing stop God. Can't nothing boast himself against God. That's how you see God. Folks see God too narrow.
Yes, sir.
I hope he already there.
Yes, sir.
God ain't got to run and get nowhere. He already there.
Yes,
but he got to go. Ain't nowhere to go.
Right.
Go be looking for him.
All right. Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all just excuse me. I'm just... We see God too little.
Yes, yes.
We see him too little.
Yes, sir.
You had to wish God do something. Tell him to do something. And he can do it if it's his will to do it. We can't make him do nothing, but if we humble ourselves, and you humble yourself, I humble, and God can do a lot of things for us. But some of us can't stand it.
All right.
Yeah.
We get lifted up in pride.
Right.
Sometimes God does things for us just what we want to take the glory.
That's right.
Never try to take the glory from God.
Because
you can't do nothing without God. You can't even go to sleep without God. You can't get up without God. You can't eat without God. You can't brush your teeth without God. You can't do nothing without God. And some of us suffering, lay down and go and say, Lord, I thank you for another day.
Yeah. Good preaching, God. Good
preaching. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. He's some God. God Almighty. He's some God. Man will never fully understand the ways of God. Never. He's omnipresent. Everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent, omniscient. He's self-existent. Existent. He changes not. He cannot lie. What God look like lying? Oh, boy. Some strange God. That's his holy name. I don't know about some of these preachers, but that's what make me go.
All right.
I'm not boasting now, no kind of way. That's what make me go. Because I know he called me. That's one thing, see. That's what you got to know. If I know he called me, now my job is to go.
All right.
Well, Reverend Walker, that's a mountain right there. He on the mountain.
Right.
There's an ocean right there. He on the ocean.
Yeah.
There's a sea out there. He can spread that when he get ready.
Yeah.
He can move the mountain when he get ready.
Yeah.
He can fix things just like he wants to fix them for you.
Yeah.
God would do special things just for you if you're crazy enough to trust him.
Yeah.
I don't talk to a lot of folks. May God give you 5 senses. No, when you deal with God, you put your senses in your back pocket somewhere. God can do anything but fail. I said he can do anything, but he just can't fail. You don't live in God no kind of way. Because he owns everything.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't planned when he said the earth fits the Lord and the fruit of the earth, the world and everything. He owns everything and everything belongs to God. That's the way God wants us to trust him.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean a harm when I say this now.
Yes.
That means sometimes God can use folk with a lot of sense.
You
got to get some ignorant folks.
Right.
Some crazy folk who gonna depend upon him. You got so much of sense. Well, no, I don't want to walk with you. I'm scared to walk with you because you depend upon yourself. God will make a baby make you look like a fool.
Amen.
When you get an acting like that, don't you never put things over God.
Yeah.
He can do what he wants to do. God ain't nowhere. Got his head in his hand. His head in his hand. You wonder what I'm going to do tomorrow. Watch this. Oh, that much. Watch this. tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
God ain't brought up no tomorrow.
No.
Man brought tomorrow in the room.
Yes.
Ain't no tomorrow with God.
Ain't no, with
ain't no next year with God. Eternity has to depend upon God. I said eternity has to depend upon. He the one made eternity to be what? Eternity. That's how you see God. Don't you never think, if I don't go to church, they won't miss me. They won't miss you. God ain't missing nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
If you never say hallelujah to angels day and night,
amen.
Don't even go to sleep,
yeah.
Don't even go to the bathroom,
yeah.
Don't get no water,
yeah.
Day and night saying, holy, holy, holy. As we talk right now, the angel doing what I'm saying. Holy. Holy. I ain't going to say nothing today. You ain't got to say nothing. Holy. God ain't missing nobody. God not depending upon us, nobody else. He God by himself. That's how you see God. When you want to trust God, that's how you see God. You got to get crazy for God. I call it crazy trust. Folks don't call you crazy.
That's right.
When you get to lean on God like that,
yeah.
Now that if I move that thing, move, I'm gonna fall on it.
Yes,
this way God wants to lean on it.
Yeah. Thank you.
See, we want to have a little prop.
Yeah.
You know, better got our hands on God, but not really leaning on it.
Right.
Just in case God may move. Or just in case you may move. Because God is about to move. He's still God. We serve an omnipotent God who got all power in his hand. I told y'all 20 minutes. I'm just about through. He's a strange God. Strange. Strange names to name a child. A child with strange characteristics. He is the same yesterday. Today and forever. Strange child. He came here from a strange land, a place called heaven, and turned the world upside down with L-O-V-E, love. He was born strange without an earthly father, born of a woman named Mary. These are special names for a special child. Unusual name. God Almighty. His father named him after himself. We got a lot of human beings that name father name their children after themselves. Yeah, my son is William Henry Walker Jr. Jack David Jr. Hunter Jr. Van Jr. David Jr. But God doesn't have juniors in a sense. He the same yesterday, today and forever. He is a strange God. But let me call him Junior for a while. That is his son. My only son. That's his holy name. And you can call him Wonderful Junior. That's his holy name. He is amazing. You can call him Counselor Junior. Trust with all your heart. You can call him Mighty God Junior. You can call him Everlasting Father Junior. You can call him the Prince of Peace Junior. Because the Son is still God. Always remember that. And one day, my brother and sister, we shall meet the Father. Bless his holy name. And one day we're going to be up there with him. We will become children of God. I'm a junior God. I got the God on the inside.
You're the junior God because you've been born again. I said born again. Mama and father brought you here, but the birth from God is a junior. You're the junior God. Nobody else like you. I made you special just like I want to make you. If I made you where you couldn't walk, that's my business. If I made you where you can fly, that's my business. I made you just like I want to make you. That's where you ought to love yourself. From Jesus, I can't talk about you. You can't talk about me. If I'm not looking like you want me to look, see Jesus. Jesus, my head may be bigger than yours, but see Jesus, my leg may be longer, but see Jesus, he made me just like he was to make me. I'm still a junior.
And guess what? We got to understand. He made you just like he wants to make. We may not look alike, but long we got the spirit of God. We may be called ugly, but God called it pretty. If you call somebody ugly, you're calling God ugly. God didn't make nobody ugly. Everybody in his image and after his likeness. You want me to look? Oh, yeah. I've been born again. I'm a child of God. How you look, you one of his children. You've been born again. You've been born again. You one of his children. That means you don't ought to be ashamed of him. He made you just like he wants to make you. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. They didn't know who Jesus was going to be like when he was a little baby. But he was God all the time. I may not look like God, but I got some characteristics of him. I've been born again. I've been born again. When I leave here, I'm going to be with my Lord. Yes. This is not my home.
That's
up. We got all over no property. Over the house and money. I'm going to another place. But ain't no arguing and fussing. That's your walker. That's your sister. That's your brother. God got a place for all of us. Who've been born again. Because he gave your life to his son, Jesus Christ. He's a God with many names. Names that we'll never fully understand. You don't call your son Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. But you can call Jesus Wonderful Junior, Counselor Junior, Mighty God Junior, Everlasting Father Junior, Prince of Peace Junior, because the child said, my father and I are one. And one day, someone will ask him, Show us the Father. He told him, when you see me, you see the Father. I may not look like him, but my soul, that's what folk got to understand. God ain't looking at your outside. God looking at your inside. Soul look like God. I said your soul look like God. Not your body. Not your body. See, Jesus just dressed himself up in a body. Well, he won't scare us to death. He could have dressed up like he wants. But he come and dressed up like us. Because he made us in his image. Not so much human in it, but the soul. A holy soul. He had put his soul in a house. Where we can see one another. All of us don't look alike. But he's been born again. We got the same soul. It's been changed for what Jesus come to do on the cross. He's still in the saving business. He'll save anywhere. If anybody trusts him, wherever that name is lifted up, if anybody put their trust in that name, I don't care where it is and who it is, he'll save you. And just the reason he come in the world, to save lost souls. Lost souls. How you know when you're lost, Reverend Walker? That's a good question. If a person have never confessed the Lord Jesus with their mouth,
that's right,
and believe in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he hadn't saved that person yet. But when God come in your heart, you'll know it. You won't be ashamed of him nowhere. You don't care where you are, who you're around. It's something about when Jesus come in your life, that shameness about the Bible will leave you. He said, if you're shamed on me before men, I'll be shamed on you before my Father. So if anybody need him as a Savior, he come to save us. That's what he come in the world for. Jesus didn't come in just to make the lame walk, the blind see. That's secondary stuff.
Yeah.
He come to change our hearts, our soul. That's his main purpose of coming in the world, to change our hearts. Where we used to hate folks, we started loving them. Where we used to dig ditches for folks, we started putting bridges across them. Where you see folks can't hardly walk, need a crutch, you'll be a crutch for them. You see, that's what he come to the world for. To recognize one another. Like he loved, he wanted to love the same way. That's what Jesus come for in this world. Not no big shots and little shots. To love one another. That's what the church is all about.
Amen.
You don't laugh at nobody. Because you get that same person you laughing at. And they had to wait on you at a bedside.
Right.
The same person. You have to be careful about that. God love everybody. Even the man that's shitting somebody right now. The drunkard, he loved him. But they just don't love him. If they want something for themselves, he can get that alcohol, make it taste like water. I know it, right? That's what he come in the world for. Church is not just a place, no kind of way. It's to help folks and keep folks going. Motivate folks to keep them going. Because God didn't come here just to play. Dying ain't playing. He died for our sin that we don't have to die, go to hell. Will that be one? Or give your life to Christ as your Savior. You may come now. Will that be one? He'll save anywhere, anybody. All you want to know, do you want to be saved? Will that be one? That'd be one. If you're lost, don't be ashamed. Give your life to Jesus while you got a chance. We know a lot of folk play church, but pay that no attention. The devil always have hypocrites, always have phonies out there. They hurt those who don't know Jesus, but they won't believe. But God got some real saints. He got a real church. Who's going to stand up for him anywhere? So if you